My name is Allie. I'm a freelance photographer and I'm a mother to a 17-year-old son, Harper. I work for myself, as does my husband, and when we entered into parenthood, we actively were both concerned about making it an equal partnership, and both politically and personally, we believe that the treatment of mothers, good treatment of mothers, is a human rights issue, and if you look at anything like Ann Crittenden's Price of Motherhood, and you see the facts about motherhood being one of the major predisposers for women being poor in old age, it's terrifying, and you realize you need to align yourself with a partner who understands the gravity of that, and I did, both luckily and through choice. And even though the both of us work out of our home, and both of us are freelance, and both of us have this intention, it is interesting the way that the gender roles do start to develop a little bit, maybe because of the physical nature of motherhood, maybe because some intangible things that you didn't count on. So you constantly have to reassess where you're at together. We find that we have to constantly reassess where we're at and make sure that we're keeping a mindful eye that that we're not drifting too far into that, because we don't live in a society that's going to catch me in particular if anything goes wrong for between us or for me down the line. I think the idea of legislation that protects or promotes paid sick days and paid family leave informs everything about a family, and it's a trickle-down effect, you know. Healthy mothers are necessary in order to have healthy societies, you know, in order to have healthy children. And without support, not just in the home, which is not a given that a woman has support in the home, but I hope that that's becoming the norm. Without support out in the world and having to constantly make this disconnect between yourself as a parent, almost apologetically, when you're out there in the world earning money and, you know, raising children that are going to earn money and contributing to the financial world and financial society, without that support, it doesn't create an atmosphere of respect and understanding for women. And that's depressing. So it's not, you know, the political becomes personal very quickly.